This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every team we play is going to be excited for the opportunity to come in here and knock us off. We got a target on our backs. We got to be ready.
Throws for Curry, who grabs it before it goes out of bounds. Splits traffic, takes a three. Oh, my goodness! Goes up, blocked again by Draymond. Out of bounds off Bazemore. Draymond did it again! 5 seconds to go. Curry with four. Curry with three. Takes a three for the win. He got it!
Here we go.
It's time for the Warriors Wrap-Up. Here are your hosts, Chris Townsend and Matt Steinmetz.
Well, another incredible game for the Golden State Warriors. An early one here on 95.7 The Game. Wasn't great early, but once again, the Golden State Warriors. I don't know what they do at halftime, but something happens at half, and they come out, and they steamroll you in the third quarter as Golden State beat the Orlando Magic 118-98. And Matt Steinmetz, in the third quarter, they outscored him 42-24. This is the same thing we see over and over again. They come out after halftime, and they just wipe you off the floor.
Against Oklahoma City, they outscored the Thunder 37-22 in the third quarter. Then on Friday against the Houston Rockets in Houston, they outscored the Rockets 37-22 in the third quarter. Today it was a 42-24 third quarter. Today was a little more understandable, Townie, because it's a 9 a.m. start on the West Coast. They left California on Thursday, went to Houston, stayed overnight in Houston on Friday night because of weather. You almost knew they were going to get off to a slow start today. It felt like it was going to happen, and sure enough, it did happen. And I have a feeling the Warriors went into today's game and said, look, let's get through the first half. Let's get loose. Let's work up a sweat. Everything's different about our routine. But then in the second half, everything kicked in, and it was like it just clicked, like it's been clicking all season in the third quarter.
The number is 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. We're here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. People are starting to file in right now. Derek Papa's got the Bloody Mary going. It's Championship Sunday. We got the NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game. We will be here at Pick 6. Come by and see us. And the number is 888-957-9570. You know, Matt, one thing you know bugs me, and I can't get over it. I will give you this. Normally the schedule, I hate hearing about the schedule, but you are right. It is very strange. We're dealing with human beings, and you're used to playing at night. That's what you do. You play at night. You have a routine. We're all creatures of habit, especially professional athletes, whether it's home and on the road. And when you're so used to, let's face it, Warrior games start at 7:40 at night.
Right.
And when you're on the road, even though it's the East Coast, you're still starting around 7:30, 7:40. To all of a sudden be starting at, your body clock says 9 a.m.? I mean, I get that. It's so out of your norm, so out of your routine.
It really is. It was their earliest start time since 1995, since they played in Orlando in 1995. And I think that was when the Orlando Magic may have had Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal. So that shows you how long ago it was. We're talking 20-plus years. And I'm not making an excuse, or there are no excuses, but it is different. It's like when you used to go to practice in college on a Saturday morning at 8 or 9 o'clock. It's just not something that you're used to doing. Even when they practice at home, they're practicing at 11 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time. So this was clearly different. And the guy who saved the day today was JaVale McGee. The Warriors were lethargic. They were sloppy. They were sluggish. Steve Kerr puts JaVale McGee in. He gives him 13 points in 12 minutes. He's a plus 26 in just 12 minutes. And he single-handedly today supplied the Warriors with energy. He carried them through that first quarter and to halftime. And then once halftime was over, the Golden State Warriors starters kicked in. And Curry and Thompson in particular helped the Golden State Warriors win that game today.
The number is 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. It's Warriors wrap-up here on 95.7 The Game. And I do have another stat of the day for
all
you.
Right.
I'll do in just a little bit. But the one note that I made, it's 122 and 109 left in the third quarter. Steph Curry hits back-to-back threes. And sitting here at pick six, listen to Jim Barnett talk about how Orlando. I've been to Orlando multiple times. You've been to Orlando multiple times. Orlando's really far from California, right? They said it sounded like a Warriors home game in Orlando, Florida.
The worse the team is that the Warriors play, the more Warrior fans are in the building. That's my new theory about the Golden State Warriors. Because when you're in a city where your team's lousy and you're a young fan, let's face it, young fans can be front runners a little bit. And when the kids come out, they don't really want to see Bismack Biyombo. They don't want to see Evan Fournier. They want to be associated with a winner. So they're going to root for Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Kevin Durant. Let's face it.
What, C.J. Watson? C.J. Watson's not doing it for
former,
you?
Former Warrior C.J. Watson. No, I think there's two things here. I think the Warriors are the most hated team in the NBA, but I also think they're the most loved team in the NBA. Because that's the kind of feelings that they're generating right now. They're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys were back in the day. Sure, the Cowboys had a lot of fans that didn't like them, but they traveled well. They traveled well, and they certainly got their fans out on the road, for sure.
Let's say this. Maybe in NBA circles, like NBA people, employees don't like the Golden State Warriors. But I think fans around the league love them. You know what I mean? And that would be different from the Dallas Cowboys. People either loved or hated the Cowboys. Yankees, you grew up a Yankee fan.
Right.
Either love or hated the New York Yankees. I think fans, especially young fans, they love watching the Golden State Warriors. It's the people in the NBA who, you know, they're a little full of themselves. They talk about what a great organization. They're smarter than everybody.
Right.
They got a lot of hot dog in them. Would you agree with that?
Well, I do think that the more casual fan, I think, will like the Golden State Warriors. But if you're a hardcore fan of the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Lakers or the Spurs, I think you got to hate the Warriors because they were one of the best teams in the league, and then they added Kevin Durant. So I think if you're a fan of a specific team or a hardcore NBA or basketball fan, you don't like the Warriors. But I think if you're a casual fan, you're a young kid growing up in another city, you see the way Steph Curry plays the game, you see the way he's basically your size or he's a smaller type guy, you want to emulate him. So I think there's a lot of truth in both, to tell you the truth.
Championship Sunday, we're 4 minutes away. We're here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. Going to be great as the Falcons have taken the field along with the Green Bay Packers, and we are all rooting for a high-scoring game today. Let's just say a total of more than 61 points, Matt. That's what we're going to be rooting for today.
It's the highest over ever, I heard.
By a lot for Championship Sunday. 888-957-9570. Bloody Marys are starting to roll. We're having a good time. We're taking your phone calls. 888-957-9570. After a Warriors win over the Orlando Magic, 118-98.
You know what time it is.
Give me the green light.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up, so give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go.
Warriors 3-on-4. Curry for about 28 feet. Knocks down a three. Only player in the league where that's a good shot. You go, okay, yeah, you can take that. Andre up the floor. Takes a front court. Handoff. Curry from the hash mark. He got it! Curry! Absolutely, positively ridiculous.
Now back to Towny and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
It kills me every single time he does it. He's the only guy that can take this shot, because if anybody else took the shot, the head coach would be saying, what the hell are you doing?
Curry was 7 for 13 today from three-point range. Klay Thompson was 7 for 9 from three-point range. Case closed. Case closed. When that backcourt goes 14 for what? 20? 14 for 20? 14 for 23? I'm sorry, 14 for 22? 14 for 22 from beyond the arc. How are you going to beat a team whose backcourt goes 14 for 22? You can't, especially if you're a team that doesn't shoot the threes.
Matt, they shot 47.2% from the field. Pretty good.
Yes.
From three-point range, they shot 45.2. They are almost identical, regular shots and three-pointers.
You know, I haven't looked at their numbers in a while, but about a week or two ago, they were shooting, I want to say, 38%-ish, something like that. And last year, they shot 41.6%. They're starting to make more and more three-pointers. If this team ends up as a 40% shooting team from threes, I don't know how you can beat them, because their two-point game is more efficient now, too, because of Durant. They can beat you in so many ways. Tonight they beat the Orlando Magic with a three-point shot.
All right, we're getting to your phone calls at 888-957-9570, but I have to give you the stat of the day, courtesy of Madeline Townsend, my daughter, who had to look this up for me at home because I left my papers at home. Golden State is now 81-1, Matt, in the regular season since 2014-15, when they hold the opponent to 100 points or fewer. Obviously, the Magic had 98. They're 81-1.
It's remarkable. I mean, it's flat out remarkable. Some of the numbers they're putting up. It's just incredible. Every game there are new stats. And it's just sometimes hard to process it after every single game. Not every game's just a regular game for the Warriors. Every game has some new stat, new meaning, new streak. Pretty incredible times we're living in when it relates to the Warriors.
And oh, by the way, when we talk about the regular season at times, like it doesn't mean anything, San Antonio went in and beat Cleveland last night. San Antonio is right on the Warriors' heels. Let's get to the fans, and it's brought to you by Nations Giant Hamburgers. Keep it real. Make it Nations. Let's go to Anthony in South City. Anthony, lead us off here for Warriors wrap-up.
What's up, guys? Man, I could get used to these games, wake up with a hangover and turn on the Warrior game. Not a bad deal, right?
Well, especially when you got two good football games on after it.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it's just crazy watching this game. I remember getting excited when the Warriors brought up C.J. Watson out of the D-League.
Oh, God.
Crazy, though. I kind of found myself slapping my face trying to realize what I was watching here. But
How about JaVale McGee?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I was about to call in yesterday for your show. I kind of took it as kind of a slight from JD that he thinks that Warrior fans have that less of a basketball knowledge to think he would start. But 47% thought he'd start. I don't get it.
I know it. You know what, though? I was thinking, and I'm not meaning this to be smart, but that is a great time to use JaVale McGee. You're 5 or 6 minutes into the game. The team's lethargic. They're flat. McGee's a perfect player to put in there, see if he can change the tempo as a center. Usually you think of guards who do that. You put him in there. He can do his things. The stakes are relatively low because it's still early in the game. And sure enough, he was responsible for kind of turning that game around today.
I guess we lost?
Oh,
yeah, can't fight that. One, Zaza, man, I mean, I hope this guy sticks around for more than just 1 year. I'm starting to fall in love with the guy. I think one thing I wanted to get your advice on this, Steiny. I think, you know, obviously we don't need to make a deal. This team is record-breaking every other game. But I'm just thinking postseason. I got an idea here. I'm thinking P.J. Tucker, physical wing, can defend, will bang with people against Cleveland, against San Antonio, can shoot the three ball. End of his career type of guy. I think he's a free agent next year. Give up a second rounder or first rounder. I'd like to get it done. I hope Joe Lake and Bob Myers are listening. Thanks, guys. Have a good time.
All right. That's an interesting name. P.J. Tucker's an interesting player. He's very tough. He's physical. I don't know. The Warriors need some physicality. Or do they, Towny? Or do they?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. When, because we talked about it on Friday night.
Right.
The finals and the playoffs will be officiated, and I don't like that because I think the game should be officiated the way the game should be officiated. The circumstances shouldn't change the way you control the game as a ref. I don't like that. The game is the game. But we see, and we saw it last year, the officiating changed in the postseason, and it changed in the finals. So adding a little more toughness, a little more grit, whatever you want to call it, can't hurt.
That's something that's basically become part of the NBA. It's been around forever, back in Bird and Magic's day and even before that. And everybody just seems to accept it, that in the playoffs it gets more physical. The referees allow you to play more. I hear what you're saying.
We're watching football game. We're going to watch the NFC and AFC title game today here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge as the game has started. And a pass interference is going to be a pass interference. You know what I mean? The way these games are scrutinized as a ref, refs can't go, well, it's now the playoffs. We're not going to call holding. We're not going to call pass interference. They're not going to do, like, what? I don't understand the philosophy of,
well,
let's change how we do the games.
Well, I think what you'd hear is that they can't call every foul in basketball.
But they call less fouls in the postseason.
That's right.
And the finals. So why not do that during the regular season?
Well, because the games are more physical. They're more intense in the playoffs. So guys defend more. They defend harder. They're more physical. And so if you start calling everything, then everybody's going to be in foul trouble, which people don't want to see either. And you simply can't call everything. That would be the explanation for that.
Our boy Walter. You know Walter? Walter is our security guard
right.
at Oracle. Great guy. He asks me all the time, so I'll ask you as our basketball expert, why doesn't JaVale McGee play more? Because look at the line tonight. I know the last time we were at Oracle, he didn't perform well, but he plays sporadically.
Right.
If he played more, what would it be? I mean, what do you think? Because our guy Walter is always saying, I want JaVale McGee to play more.
Well, I'll go back to Wednesday's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was matched up against Enes Kanter. And Kanter's a very skilled offensive player. He's got a little bit of a back-to-the-basket game, and he can face up and score. And Enes Kanter had JaVale McGee spinning in circles. JaVale McGee has a tendency to go for head fakes, for example. He wants to try to block a lot of shots. So Enes Kanter got him off his feet a lot and drove by him. In terms of screen setting, JaVale McGee is not the screen setter that Zaza Pachulia is. And that's a big part of the Golden State Warriors game, to get the guards open on the perimeter. McGee's not as good of a screen setter. McGee's also not as good of a rebounder as Zaza Pachulia. Even though you'd think he'd be a better rebounder because he's 7 feet and he's athletic, he's not. And then lastly, I would say just general focus and paying attention to detail. Pachulia is a pro at that. He understands the game. He's a smart player. He knows rotations. He knows team defense. Those are areas where McGee has weaknesses. And the Golden State Warriors play in a lot of games that they think are important. They're trying to win an NBA championship, so they can't live with a lot of JaVale McGee miscues. And that's why I think McGee doesn't play as much as people would like sometimes.
So, Feldhaus, I want you to cut that answer up, send it to me in an MP3, and next time we're at Oracle and Walter asks me, why not more, I'm going to go, listen, this is why. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Bill in San Francisco. Go ahead, Bill.
I mean, where is McGee in the numbers of Warrior players? Like, you know, is he number 9? Is he number 10? And this guy helps him win the game.
Right.
And the Warriors have the Warriors' second team and beyond. They have guys who always contribute, you know. And nobody's got their depth. you've got, in terms of toughness, you've got David West will be back. Right. And I thought he was falling off. I thought he was doing the aging thing. And no, it was more finding his spot. And he's doing really well. He's been playing wonderfully. I mean, I love the Spurs, and I also love the Warriors. And both of them play such fantastic basketball. And, you know, the efficiency of the Warriors, I mean, that Steph Curry, you know, is taking less threes than he did in his record-breaking year. You know, and
right.
Yet he's improving on driving, and kicking, improving on driving and scoring. And everybody on the team is into learning new things. And even though they do get a little sloppy with their passing sometimes, but when they're clicking,
oh, it drives me nuts.
When they're clicking, they're just amazing, and it's wonderful to watch. You know, the Brazilians call it the beautiful game.
Right.
Hey, the Warriors.
Yeah,
that's
the
it.
Warriors. I know it.
Thank you for the phone call. Yeah, good call.
Back in Reading, Pennsylvania, where I grew up, they used to say, where basketball is beautiful. So they don't just say that in, what, Brazil or Argentina? Is it, or Spain? Where did he say they say?
Brazil.
Brazil. Brazil. Yeah, Brazil and Reading, Pennsylvania have a lot in common. They both think basketball
very similar
is
places.
A beautiful game.
Yeah, very
now,
similar.
The other thing about the depth, though, is you can put JaVale McGee in a game like today, and if he doesn't help you, you just pull him out of the game and he doesn't play anymore. That's the luxury the Warriors have. The caller's right. They don't need necessarily every guy to contribute on a consistent basis. They put in McGee today. He helped him. You roll with him a little bit. You put him in tomorrow. He doesn't help you. You take him out. You try somebody else.
There's one thing from the box score that I noticed that's very, very interesting. We got to get into that and your phone calls. 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. We're here, Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton, watching Championship Sunday and talking Warriors. Does it get any better than that? Come down and see us. And your phone calls, we got you right here on 95.7 The Game.
McCaw gets the ball to Draymond Green, to Iguodala. He'll fire for three and knocks that down. They're 9 of 17 in the second half from distance.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
118-98, Warriors over the Magic. And we're going to get back to your phone calls at 888-957-9570. We're here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton watching Championship Sunday. One thing that really stands out, I don't want to do my traditional turnover talk. It's just that in the first half, it's like I want an old school basketball coach to come in and watch film with these guys and go, why? It's just not fundamentally sound. Get the Wizard of Westwood back. Put him in. Can you imagine if he saw this, what it would be like? Arguably the greatest basketball coach of all time, you know, was all about fundamentals. I mean, the turnovers at time were just bad.
I'm cutting them a break today. I'm cutting them a break. They tipped off at 9 a.m. West Coast time. They had 8 turnovers in the first quarter, 12 in the first half. They got it together. Look, this team's got to have some flaw, don't they?
Don't no. They have to
Well, I mean, they can't, you know, if all of a sudden they would start to not turn the ball over, then you have no chance to beat them.
This, looking at the box score, is something that if it happened last year, people would be alarmed. And I'm not talking about the Golden State Warriors. I'm talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant scored 15 points today. He was a plus 35. And everybody's cool. They
right.
won the game, not a big deal. If Kevin Durant scored only 15 points for Oklahoma City, that's something they'd be bringing up on SportsCenter tonight. But with the Warriors, with so much firepower, it's like, hey, today, Klay got his a little bit, Steph got his
right.
a little bit, and Durant can leave the arena only scoring 15 points and be cool with it.
Well, the other thing is today's game was also about managing tomorrow. And the Warriors play at Miami tomorrow. So Steve Kerr had two objectives. He wanted to win the game, and he wanted to make sure that he didn't play any of his players a lot of minutes. And if you look at the box score, I think you'll see Klay played 33 and Draymond played 33. And other than that, nobody else played that many minutes. So I think Steve Kerr accomplished everything he wanted to accomplish. They'll now play Miami tomorrow in Miami, and they'll be pretty much rested.
Let's go to Pablo in West Marin. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to weigh in a little bit on JaVale McGee. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, why doesn't he play more? You know, he's so awesome. I just think Kerr is using him perfectly. You know, it's one of these things where, like, if he played 20, 30 minutes, like Tony, I mean, I'm sorry, like Donnie was saying earlier, you know, he does get a little out of control. Let's not, you know, mince words. He's a spaz, but that's what's good about him. That one dunk he threw down, I didn't even think he'd reach the rim. It was like, holy moly. That brought down the house, even in a way.
By the way, how about the lack of effort on Orlando on that? Like, both those guys just backed up and went, go ahead, dunk it. I mean, that was pathetic.
This is something the Warriors have not had, okay? So I just think we're so darn good. It's easy to want to complain about little things, but we are not as good as we're going to be, and that is scary for the rest of the league. Steve Kerr is doing an awesome job of balancing these guys' minutes. Like, he just weighed in on, they got a game tomorrow. This guy doesn't do anything, you know, not planned. And I think JaVale landed on the Warriors. That was one team that could use him to his best. Kerr, if the longer he coaches, another year, two, three, five, he's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches ever.
He's got a chance. He's got a chance. I agree.
He's doing
with the
a
caller.
Good job.
Yeah.
Thank you for
the call. No, I agree. I agree. I think he's doing a great job. And I think the thing the caller just said that I wholeheartedly agree with is that he does everything with a plan. He's thinking about things that maybe you or I don't think about in terms of how he's managing players and how he's coaching this team.
Well, it's, you know, so interesting about him is that he's done everything in the game that you can do, right? I mean, he's been a player. He's won titles. He's won titles on multiple teams. He's played for two of the greatest coaches. He's been a GM. He's been a broadcaster. And what I mean by a broadcaster is you get to step outside of the court and view the game a different way. And then now a head coach. I mean, he's really done everything you can do in this game.
And the one thing he hasn't done is probably the thing that you don't want, and that is he hasn't been a superstar in the NBA, because we all know that the better the player, in general, the worse the coach. And Larry Bird is a little bit of a the exception to that rule, but for the most part, great players don't make great coaches. And Steve Kerr, he'll laugh about it, but he wasn't a great player. He was a bench player who had a role on certain teams, and he knew how to fulfill that role, and I think it helps him coach role players today.
Let's go to Lee in Santa Clara. Welcome to 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. You know, a Bloody Mary at 6-6 Sports Lounge sounds pretty good right about now.
Hey, trust me, it is really good right now.
Are we going to hear it in your voice as the day unfolds or no?
No, we'll be out of here at 1 o'clock, and we'll be, but we will be here watching football if you want to meet us, Lee.
I might do that. Yeah, I just might. So, hey, I want to talk about the Dubs defense today. I actually think the defense has taken longer to come together than the offense. It seems like the philosophy the past couple years was funnel everything down to Bogut and Azili. And the Warriors' perimeter defense was really not very good the first half of the year. But now they're actually number one in perimeter defense. So it's a perfect example today, right? Orlando only made 25% of their three-pointers. So I think that the defense is the huge improvement from the start of the season. And a couple interesting stats. Warriors are actually leading the league in deflections. They're averaging 19.2 deflections per game. And they're also number four in the NBA in getting loose balls. So I think that's the big improvement. And as you guys have seen, when the defense is clicking, it just opens up the offense. So I don't really think that they need so much of another big guy or, you know, another physical presence inside, because, Durant and Draymond have definitely made the difference on the blocks. But to me, the huge difference is that perimeter defense and how all the pieces are coming together. So I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I agree that the Warriors have gotten better defensively over the course of the season. I think they're starting to figure each other out. I think that Draymond Green, after not playing with Bogut, or I should say after playing with Bogut for two or three years, it was an adjustment for him to not play with Bogut. I think he's starting to figure out Pachulia. I think they're starting to get a little relationship going. I think Kevin Durant knows his role in this defense. Yes, I think this team has been better defensively over the course of the season. I think they're going to be better defensively come the postseason.
And you know, the only possible weakness I see right now is defensive rebounding.
Right.
But even that is better. So they out-rebounded Orlando 52-41. So that's like, if they're not committing turnovers and if they're taking care of defensive rebounding, you don't have a chance against this team.
Well, if you're going to put a team out there of Ibaka, Vucevic, and Aaron Gordon, and you can't win the rebounding battle against the Golden State Warriors, you may as well pack it in. If you can't out-rebound the Warriors when you're a big team, forget it. You're done.
888-957-9570. Thank you for the phone call. 888-957-9570. Warriors with the win over the Orlando Magic, 118-98. And I just thought of a question that I think you need to answer, Matt, when we start looking about going forward for the rest of the season. We'll talk about that and take your phone calls right here on 95.7 The Game.
Curry off a screen, takes a deep three, knocked it down. Oh, my goodness. Just ridiculous for Steph Curry.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors with the win over the Magic, 118-98. Matt Steinmetz, Chris Townsend, Pick 6, Sports Lounge in Pleasanton, watching a little football, talking a little hoop. What a great day to be in this industry. And the one thing, the question that I have for you, and, you know, we got basically the second half left. We're now in
right.
The second half. I guess the question after living through that Game 7 of last year, my question going forward, if we're talking about JaVale McGee or Zaza, we used to talk about the lineup of death and all, in crunch time, what's it going to be? That's what I want to know. Because like right now, Orlando, I mean, this game's a joke, right? I mean, these are just the game, you know, Bob and Jim said it after the game, hey, with San Antonio breathing down your neck, these are the games you got to win.
Right.
These are games you expect to win. But when it becomes crunch time, when this is fourth quarter, game five, game six, game seven, how does it look?
Well, I think they're going to go with their small lineup. They're going to go with the same lineup they think and has been proven to be their best lineup over the last 2 years, and that would be Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala. Obviously, Durant wasn't on the team last year, but I think they won't play Zaza Pachulia. And I don't think they'll play David West. The only possible exception, I think, could be they maybe substitute Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala. But that's the lineup they're going to go with. They're going to go with Draymond at center, Kevin Durant at power forward, Iguodala at three, Thompson at two, and Curry at the point.
But what if they do need size? What if there's some point in the game they need size at the end of the game?
Well, interestingly, I think we saw a test case for that against Memphis. When Memphis was making their run in the fourth quarter and they were pounding the Warriors on the glass, Steve Kerr went back to Zaza Pachulia. So Zaza Pachulia, I think Steve Kerr believes is his best big defender. And so if he's going to play with a traditional center, it's going to be Zaza Pachulia. Plus, he's also veteran. He's also a pretty well-rounded player. He's smart. He knows how to pass. It will be Pachulia if the Warriors are going with a regular center.
Let's go to our buddy Dre in Central California. Go ahead, Dre.
Townie.
What's up, man?
My cousin called me up on Thursday and said he had an extra ticket for Tower of Power over there at the Tachi Palace.
Oh, really? Yeah, the Tachi Palace in Lemoore, California. Great casino. That's where I I've called MMA, kickboxing, boxing. I've done all kinds of events out there.
But hold on, and I'm not joking here. Weren't two members of Tower of Power? They were the two gentlemen that were hit by a train in Jack London Square coming out of Yoshi's. I haven't heard anything. Right?
I know they had some replacements. This was Thursday night.
Well, I know that. I think those guys ended up being okay, but yeah, the team.
That is some tremendous Tower of Power, of course.
Well, it just happened about 2 weeks ago in Oakland.
Tower of Power once Victor Conte.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. PED himself was a part of Tower of Power back in the day.
Yes.
Barry Bonds and a lot of other athletes could talk to you about that.
Anyway, I thought I'd let you in on that.
That's
hey,
awesome.
Don't want to harp on the same thing I was Friday, but at 5 minutes in the game, leading by 20 points, you got Clay in the game still, and I think Draymond was in. And with 3:23, we got McCaw in the game. We got Livingston in the game. They got the rookie in the game. What's his name? It was only the second game he hasn't scored yet.
Damian Jones?
No.
Damian Jones?
Damian Jones, yes. And then at the guard spot, we got McCaw, and we have Iggy. Now,
right.
Like I was saying the other day, we need another wing player. What's Iggy doing out there with a 20-point lead? You know, he doesn't have the youngest legs in the world. You know what happened to Iggy last year in the finals?
Right.
He just took a toll on him. We need to get another wing player. When you're leading by 20, 25 points from mop-up duty, I mean, and I know Livingston took the night off too, but I don't want to see Livingston or Iggy out there.
I mean, you bring
guys,
up Dre, that's a legitimate point about the Warriors roster. It's imbalanced right now. They have too many players they want to use at center, and they're down one perimeter-type player, like a two or three. And because of that, it means that somebody you don't want to play in a blowout is going to end up playing in a blowout. And until or unless the Warriors address that, that's just the way it's going to be. But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I hope they address that. Somebody in the D League or trade for somebody
right.
out there. I just hate to see Iggy break down when clearly the best team at this point peaking. So let's just have some fresh bodies come May and June.
Yeah, you could, you know, in essence, I'd like to see the Warriors bring in a two or three and then lose Varejao, or I don't think they're going to lose a James Michael McAdoo, but mostly a Varejao. That would balance out the roster a little bit.
I agree. Varejao, like we talked about before, that was cold what Cleveland did, not giving him a ring. If the Warriors get it, give him that ring.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thanks for the call, Dre.
Thank you,
Central
guys.
Cali. We talk about Andre Iguodala, by the way, like he's 50 years old. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, I'm looking here. He's 32.
Right.
Now, on the 28th of January, he is going to be 33. That's not that old. We act like he's like 50. He's not that old. Right?
Yeah, but 33 for a player like him, that's getting up there. It just is in the NBA. It just is. The bigger players can play a little bit longer.
He's only 6'6".
That's what I mean. I mean, but his game, now, he's a very smart player. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of his game is based on athleticism, based on the fact that he can run and jump and he's quick and those instincts he uses to be a great defensive player. Once those start peeling away, he becomes less and less effective. Players who rely on athleticism, they tend to be affected by age more than players who don't have athleticism.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you that too, because I watching this game today, and they brought up Curry passing Peja Stojakovic,
right.
What, for like 11th or 10th or something like that all time in three-pointers?
Something like that,
and
yeah.
And I was telling Derek as we were watching it going, all these players coming up in the top 10 are really bunched together. So Curry's going to start flying by these dudes.
Yes.
Right? Because they're all like 1,000-something, you know, until you start getting to the top three. So just expect, not on a nightly basis, but coming up here this season and next season, Curry up the top 10 list is just going to start flying by. Some of the greats who have ever played, and a lot, as we have noted many times here on this show, they just didn't take a lot of threes back in the day. Curry now takes more threes than anybody. I mean, when it's all said and done, Curry doesn't need the athleticism. As we've talked about, Curry could be 40 years old shooting three-pointers.
Right,
he could,
right.
As long as he wants to play, and if he doesn't seriously want to play on the senior tour and play golf, Curry, for God's sakes, can sit and play NBA basketball as long as he wants and collects a check.
I think that you could make a case that Curry's going to finish his career number one, the all-time leader in three-pointers made, and Klay Thompson will end up being number two for three-pointers made in a career. Now, they may get overtaken at some point, but when they finish up, they'll be one and two.
Well, I'll say this about Curry. I don't know about Klay. Curry may do something that only Wayne Gretzky did. Wayne Gretzky put the assist total so out of control, no one's going to sniff that.
Right.
Not in our lifetime, right? I mean, he's got – Wayne Gretzky in hockey has more assists than anybody has points. Points are goals and assists. He's got more assists than anybody has in points. No one's sniffing that. Curry may be kind of like Wayne Gretzky. He may put this three-point number so far out there that we may never see anybody get to that. You know, knock on wood, he stays healthy and everything. I could envision the way Gretzky did assist, Curry did points. I mean,
well,
Curry did three-pointers.
Or how about Jerry Rice? If you look at the all-time touchdown leaders,
yeah.
Jerry Rice has 208, and I want to say the next highest has, like, between 150 and 175.
Is it Medanian?
I should know this off the top of my head, but when Jerry Rice retired.
Is it Emmitt Smith? It's like Emmitt Smith and LaDainian. There's like their top three.
See, I think
sniffing Jerry.
No, I think it was LaDainian Tomlinson, and the reason I think it was is because when Rice retired, there was a huge, huge gap. And then after he retired, some guys climbed up the ladder. But
they're not sniffing.
No. They're still, I want to say, 30 to 50 touchdowns behind him. And I don't think they're going to catch him considering they're retired.
Yeah, check this out. Jerry Rice has 208.
Right.
Emmitt Smith has 175.
Right, so he passed Emmitt Smith.
LaDainian's number three, LaDainian Tomlinson at 162.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes you can put a number so far out there, and I think that's where Curry's going to be. Curry will have most attempts, but, I mean.
But he's also going to have one of the highest percentages, too. I mean, they're going to have that stat about the percentage, your three-point percentage, and you're going to have to certainly have a minimum number. But, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt we're headed toward Steph Curry in a place in the history books that nobody's going to touch for a while.
You know who I'd love to talk to about this? You know what? I'll bring it up to you next. I think it's somebody that means a lot to you. It's Warriors wrap-up right here from Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton. We've got Championship Sunday, the NFC title game on right now. After, we're going to have Pittsburgh traveling to New England to take on the Patriots. We're going to watch it here. Always good to be in Pleasanton, but always good to watch the Warriors win. A question for Steiny on Warriors wrap-up right here on the home of the Warriors. That's 95.7 The Game.
Curry's got Durant, takes a middle, finds a trailer. It's Klay Thompson for the three ball, knocked it down. Warriors with an 8-0 explosion to lead by three. Draymond on the bounce, holds it low, double, finds Klay Thompson, stops. Lob for McGee, look out, right hand slam, and JaVale now has 12. Andre up the floor, takes a front court, handoff, Curry from the hash mark, he got it! Curry! Absolutely, positively ridiculous.
Now back to Towney and Steiny on 95.7 The Game.
Ridiculous. I love it, Tim Roy. Hey, Tim Roy had a little cash money call today, too. A little cash money.
You know what? I always compliment Steph Curry. I mean, Tim Roy. But you know what? Let's lay it on the line. He's got the easiest team in the league to announce for.
Yes.
Come on.
But
I'm not, you know
he
what?
Had the worst team
That's
for
true.
How many years?
That is true. That is true.
Tim Roy and I did a show together. He probably doesn't even remember. Tim Roy and I did a radio show together at the All-Star Game on Saturday. You know,
In 2001?
When was the All-Star Game?
In Oakland?
Yeah.
I think that was 2001.
No! God!
I think that was 2001.
So, we were doing it, and I asked him, I said, you know, God, it's pretty tough when you, every single year, you covered the team. I covered the team. They're horrible. And he said to me, he goes, you know what? Every single night, there's at least somebody on the other team to watch. Which was true, right?
Oh, absolutely.
There was always somebody who was legit on the other side. Here's what I want to get into with you. And we'll take your phone calls at 888-957-9570. You know, you look at the Golden State Warriors and going forward, you know, this is something when you start looking at the standings. I do kind of like San Antonio. They're right there. So we really can't sit here and really say ho-hum on the regular season. And it's kind of the same thing as last
right.
year. They're making the regular season mean something because you want that number one seed.
What's mind-boggling to me is how it feels like people are dismissing the San Antonio Spurs.
You're crazy.
You know, the San Antonio, they came in on opening night and they won by 30 points against the Golden State Warriors. Now, it's opening night and the Warriors have gotten a lot better. We all know that. But the San Antonio Spurs should not be dismissed. I still think the San Antonio Spurs are the biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors, certainly in the Western Conference, and maybe to a title altogether if you think they might be better than the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the Spurs are no joke. And I'd like, you know, the one thing is 3 years ago the Warriors played the Spurs in the playoffs. They haven't played them the last 2 years. So I would love to see a Spurs-Warriors Western Conference final.
Oh, that would be
no doubt.
And then go to Cleveland?
Right.
I mean, you want to be one of the great teams all time. Not only do you have to win, but and whether fair or not, it's also who you beat on the way.
No doubt. And you could make a case, and I think this is a legitimate point. If you look back at last year's series against the Oklahoma City Thunder, maybe that took so much out of the Warriors that it cost them against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Who's your favorite basketball player of all time?
Larry Bird.
I wish, why don't you, since you got all the juice, why don't you get Larry Bird on? I want to ask him about
you want me to get Bird
points.
On?
Yeah, get Bird on.
I'll get Bird on. Why? I could probably answer for him because
okay.
I know him extremely well in terms of what he thinks, etc.
Larry Bird attempted 1,727 three-pointers.
Okay.
He made 649. Steph Curry, not counting today, I don't think Basketball Reference would be updated. So Bird took just over 1,700 for his career.
Right.
Steph Curry's already taken 3,999. So you count today, Steph Curry, let me see here. Steph Curry today took 13 threes today.
Right.
So Steph Curry has taken over 4,000 three-pointers. Bird only took 1,700. What do you think Larry Bird would say about if he got to shoot the three, if it was acceptable during that time and encouraged at that time where he would be with threes if he took them at that kind of volume?
That's a good question. And I always get back to when Larry Bird played. Larry Bird did not grow up shooting three-pointers because there was no line. Steph Curry grew up and he shot three-pointers because there was a line out there. So I've always believed that when you talk about Bird and maybe a Reggie Miller, they started to learn the three-point shot when they were 20, 22, 23 years old because there was none. Steph Curry started shooting the three-point shot the minute that he could reach the basket from the three-point line, which was probably when he was 9 or 10. And that's a very big difference. That means Curry was able to work on a shot for 10 years before a lot of players before him would work on a shot. They would do it when they were maybe 20, 25.
So Reggie chucked up quite a bit.
Right.
He had 6,486. But
how many did he take his rookie year? Look, 172, 244, those are pretty small numbers. By the end of his career in the middle, he's up over 500 attempts.
Curry's going to blow by that.
He's going to blow by everything. He's going to – it's going to look ridiculous. You're right. The numbers are going to look ridiculous. How many three-pointers did Reggie Miller make in his entire career?
2,560.
Yeah, so Curry will probably end up with 4,000 threes made, I would think.
Does he have a shot at Kareem?
That's a good question. You know what? Do yourself a favor. Look at Kareem's numbers.
Oh, I would say
no. Just because
Kareem's numbers. That's why when people go, Jordan's the best basketball player of all time, I always go, slow down. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the best college basketball player of all time.
Right.
And arguably the best basketball player NBA all time.
Certainly,
his numbers.
Certainly the greatest scorer of all time, and to me, the most unstoppable player. If you think Steph Curry is unstoppable and the things that he does on the floor are in a way beyond comprehension, you should watch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because there was nothing more frustrating than not liking the Los Angeles Lakers but having to watch the Lakers play, because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was unstoppable.
I mean,
skyhook was unstoppable.
You remember Jordan with the Wizards, right?
Sure.
I mean, Kareem at 38 years old with the Lakers was still averaging 23 points.
Incredible.
All right, incredible. So here's Kareem's numbers right here. I mean, Kareem's numbers. And by the way, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 1-for-18 lifetime on three-pointers. But his points, I mean, the most in NBA history, it's just, it's insane, Matt, when you start looking at the volume of points and the made field goals. It's just, can Steph Curry, can he get there?
Yeah, I don't think he can. Just because Jabbar played 20 seasons, that's a lot for a guard. It's a lot for a guard, even for a player like Steph Curry, who's not married to his athleticism and who doesn't need that to be a great player. I mean, Steph Curry, without Michael Jordan-type athleticism, is the most impactful player in the game right now, you could make a case. So, but even with that, it's going to be tough for him when he's 34 to 40 years old to create his own shot like he is today.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. It's just the insane amount of years you play. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played. His first year was 69-70.
Right.
I wasn't even born. And he played to 88-89 when I was in high school. So think about that.
Right.
Kareem came in the league, I wasn't born, and was still playing when I was in high school.
He's like Tim McCarver, only he was a great player.
38,000.
Four decades.
38,387 points, and he only made 1-3.
Yeah. I wonder what Curry has. See, I don't have the numbers in my head. So Kareem's got 38,000 career points. How many does Steph Curry have?
If you give me two
seconds. I'll bet you he's got, if Kareem has 38, I'll bet you Steph has 14,000, maybe less.
Let's see. Steph Curry has 12,000, and I doubt this is today.
Right.
It's been updated, but going into today, 12,146.
Right. So he's still not a third there. He's not even a third there.
Think about that. He's the most
Crazy.
Prolific three-point shooter of all time, and he's not even a third to
Not Kareem. Even a third there yet.
We'll see. All right, we'll be back tomorrow getting you ready. We'll be talking to you after the game. It's the Miami Heat and the Golden
yes,
State
sir.
Warriors. Hopefully the Warriors will make it 8 in a row as they keep going on this streak. But the Warriors with the win, they take down the Orlando Magic 118-98. We're going to be here at Pick 6 Sports Lounge in Pleasanton watching Championship Sunday. Right now, the Falcons leave the Green Bay Packers in the NFC title game 10-0. That's going to do it for Warriors Wrap-Up. We'll see you tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.